if I stick with the plan, this Sunday, we'll be continuing our discussion of true love and justice. And we'll also continue to answer the question, who is God? By the way, who is God to you? I don't want you to answer that question based on what other people have said, what you think other people might want you to say and think. Who is God really to you? We're going to be exploring the question, who is God, on Sunday. That's the plan. Monday, November 20th, I'll be speaking with Mr. Wesley Tharp, who's with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. He's going to give us some insightful and detailed thought with regard to the impact of the federal budget proposal. We'll take a look at this from a national standpoint, but we're going to narrow it down to how it will impact Georgians, residents of the Peach State. But you can best believe that the way that it will impact the Peach State is pretty much the way it's going to impact the nation. So our guest, yours and mine, on Monday, November 20th, Mr. Wesley Tharp, will talk about the impact of the federal budget proposal on you, me, and so many others. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the program where we do discuss a wide variety of topics, because we're really having discussions about where we live, how we live, and how decisions made by others impact how we live. Okay, so back to fibromyalgia and ways to go about the business of making life better with fibromyalgia. We talked about sleep. We talked about rest. How about making your bedroom a sleep sanctuary? Yep, your bedroom, a sleep sanctuary. If you're not getting enough rest, set the mood in your bedroom for sleep. Reserve the bed for sleeping. You may, you know, husbands and wives, you may want to also reserve the bed for the sharing of sexual love, but particularly sleeping. Not for computer use, not for smartphone use, but for sleeping. The whole bedroom. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, think about this. What will truly, truly, truly make life worse if you don't take your laptop into your bedroom with you? Now, I know some of you may have to keep your desktop or your laptop in your bedroom just to, you know, prevent some of the children from messing them up. But most of the time, our children really aren't going to do any worse a job when it comes to messing up our computers than we are. We have to make sure that we keep them in safe places. In other words, don't keep them on the floor where people can step on them or trip over them. Don't keep them on sofas where people can sit on them. You know, find safe places to put them. But if at all possible, keep the computers out of your room. If you take your smartphone into your bedroom, let it be there truly for emergency purposes. In other words, if you use primarily your smartphone as opposed to a landline telephone for phone calls, and you want to be able to be reached by phone in the event that an emergency comes up, okay, that's fine. Maybe put your phone's do not disturb feature on, or whatever your company calls it, so that not every call can get through, but just those calls that would come from people who need to get through to you in the event of an emergency. You're getting ready to lie down? No reading the internet on your smartphone. None of that is there for emergency purposes. Keep the room dark. Keep it quiet. Keep it cool. Keep it distraction free. Distraction free. Keep regular sleep hours and ban the computer and late night TV watching. You know, again, if at all possible, keep the TV out of the bedroom. I mean, think about it again now. What will it really, really hurt if you keep a TV only in one or two public rooms. And that, when I say public rooms, like a den or a living room, you keep TV only in those public areas and no TVs in any bedrooms, what will that really hurt? What harm will it really do? More than likely, none. Then ask the question, can it possibly do some good? And remember now, a lot of experts are telling us that we need to be trying to have shut down from the technology, even TVs, maybe 1 to 2 hours before it's time for us to go to bed. Keep that in mind. Instead of watching the TV, working with the computer when it's time to go to bed, you have fibromyalgia especially. Consider winding down with relaxing music or a warm bath. How about this one as another option? And I'm saying option, you may want to consider any number of these tips to put into play. Keeping a daily journal being one of them, where you keep track of events, activities, symptoms, and mood changes. This can help you take charge of your fibromyalgia, how it can make you aware of when symptoms start and over time, what may be triggering them. Then you can work to eliminate the triggers or learn some coping strategies to lessen the impact of the triggers. As much as you can, though, go for prevention. So that means, of course, you know, be somewhat detailed as you write in your journal. This is something that you're doing for mental health, emotional health, and physical health. Yes, we're talking health matters. Speaking of health matters, you know, I mentioned a little earlier that you may want to get help because it could be that what you're doing is working, but maybe not enough. Maybe it's not having the impact that you want it to have. Sometimes it really can be helpful when we get with other people who can really understand what we're going through. And for that reason, a lot of people join support groups. So you may want to consider joining a support group where the focus is fibromyalgia. Support groups can play an important part in the lives of people with any kind of chronic illness, whether in person or online. Support groups can offer a safe place to talk with other people who may share your frustrations and concerns. And support groups may provide emotional support. They can provide information and tips for coping. So consider looking up fibromyalgia support groups or arthritis foundations to find a support group in your area. So, wrapping it up by summing it up, just running down again a list of things that you can do to make life better, even with fibromyalgia. De-stress. That's right. De-stress. Write down your lists of things to do and your lists of things to say, to talk about. Exercise regularly. Do some serious soaking, whether in a warm bath or a hot tub. Reduce the caffeine. Take some me time each day. Try to make your work life better. Talk with your boss about that. Talk with your family about how fibromyalgia is affecting you and how they can help you. That'll help you and family members de-stress. Let people know when it's just not going to be a good idea for you to participate in certain activities, especially when you know it will even interfere with your scheduled rest times. Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. Keep a daily journal and consider joining a support group. I'll be right back.